It was a little thing that did it. It often was a little thing. In this case, it was a female human lab tech laughing at something the guy sitting at the next table had said. It wasn't loud, but it was a happy sound. The sound of someone forgetting for a blessed moment the grim realities of the Rimsu. All of a moment, Joss remembered a girl from primary school, the first one he had made laugh. Joss sighed. If not for this war, he would probably be at home, starting a practice with his father, or perhaps one of his aunts or uncles. There were a lot of doctors in his family, and several surgeons. And maybe, after a hard day in the operating theater, going home to his impressive conapt in the swank Golden Beach area of Coronet. His spouse would meet him at the door, a bright, funny, sexy female companion with whom he could share his life and love. Maybe even children. Abruptly, the food on his table held no appeal. Joss thought of Barriss Ophie, of the attraction he had initially felt for her. It was just as well that it hadn't continued, he told himself, since she was not Permies. The fact that she was off-limits, however, did nothing to assuage his loneliness. He wanted someone for a life mate, someone to be close to cherish. But he would have to wait until he was back in his home system for that to happen. He stared moodily into the depths of his tonk tea. Stare any harder, and it'll evaporate. He glanced up and saw Talk standing there, in her off-duty whites. The light from the chow hall door was behind her, putting her in partial silhouette, but not so much that he couldn't still see her features. Everything went out of his head except for one thought. Son of an ibbot. She's gorgeous. It wasn't as if he hadn't been aware that his chief nurse was human, and quite attractive. That was obvious to anybody with one working eye. But the same problem that existed with the Padawan also applied to Tulk. She was not Permies. The Vondars and the Cursos, his father's and mother's clans, were very solidly Enster, disciples of a long and traditional socio-political affiliation in which Joss had also been raised. A big part of an Enster's core belief system was that no marriage could be made, much less consummated, outside the inhabitants of one's own planetary system. No exceptions were made. All this flickered through his thoughts at light speed. He hoped none of it showed, given Alordean's uncanny ability to read expressions and body language. Talk, he said casually. Sit, have some tea. In fact, have mine. Talk sat, took his cup and sipped from it, looked at him closely, and said, Who died? About half the troops in the Republic military forces, seems like lately. We're keeping 87% of those who rotate through our surgery alive. What's really wrong, Joss? It took no imagination at all to picture her on his cot, with her hair spread out on the pillow. And that was a bad lane to be spacing down, he quickly realized. So instead of speaking the truth, he said, Just tired. Biorhythms are off. I need a vacation. Don't we all? But she gave him a look, and for just a second, he was certain she knew exactly what he was thinking. Exactly. Joss and Zan watched as the supply dropship lowered on invisible repulsor waves. They'd better have those biomarkers, Zan said. I only ordered them half a standard year ago. The ramp lowered. Philba, of course, was there to inspect the manifest, meticulously checking to see that every last synth flesh strip and chromostring reel was accounted for. The two surgeons, along with several nurses and scrubs, watched the Duraplast containers as they passed, trying to read the photostenciled content lists. Yes, got the biomarkers at last, Zan said with a hiss of satisfaction. Then his tattooed jaw dropped. What? Only one case? They'll be gone in a month. Typical. Joss was also disappointed as the last canister auto-rolled past them. So where are the droids I ordered? He looked at Zan. Did you see any droids come off? Anything that even resembles a droid? Zan glanced over his friend's shoulder. Before Joss could turn around, he heard a voice say,